Hey there, welcome to Just Begin, the podcast where we explore what it's like to navigate life as a 20-something. I'm your host, Melly Diaz. On this podcast, we dive deep into a wide range of topics, from mental health to hustle culture, relationships to wellness. No topic is off limits, and I'm not afraid to get real and vulnerable. Together, we'll explore what it means to just begin to take that first step, even when you don't know where to start. So if you're ready to join me on this journey of self-discovery, then stick around and let's just begin. Hello, welcome or welcome back to the Just Begin podcast. My name is Melly, and thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. Right now, I have such a vibe laid out for me. I'm sitting at my desk, and I have a customized apothecary candle blessing that was gifted to me by my astrologer, Christina, which I've spoken about her multiple times already now since my new moon episode that was a few weeks back. And I finally got to meet her in person at the Me Inc. retreat. And so she gave me this beautiful candle blessing. So I have it on right now. And what's really amazing is just all the thought that she put behind the candle. So I'm going to read to you the little note that she gave me, and I'm going to share it on the story as well. But I just think it's so amazing. Like, I talk about her so highly because she has like really changed the course of my life and just of getting deeper into knowing myself, which is kind of, as you see from the title of this week's episode, it's all about how to connect with your higher self. So she really helped me stepping into this journey. So I want to share with you this quick little note here to show you how amazing this candle blessing is right now. And I feel like it's a great way to start off the episode. So first things first, let's go. Since the earliest of days, healing practices have included use of essential oils with associations to the sun, moon, stars, and planets. Alleviating pain and bringing peace and comfort were always the goal. Today, we are the healers. This candle has been blessed especially for you with Moldavai oil. It has been bathing in the Aquarius sunlight leading up to the retreat for your personal expansion and spiritual growth. So, this candle, she's had it out for, I can't remember how many, a week or longer, out like bathing in the Aquarius sunlight, and it bathed in the new moon. So it's like this beautiful candle. And she also has someone who is able to, that makes Moldavai oil, which is so insane to me. If you know what Moldavai is, it's this amazing, powerful crystal that you can soak in oil to create that Moldavai oil. It's a whole thing. And so I'm still learning. I'm still a newcomer to this world, but I think it's so incredible how beautiful, like, in the thought that she put behind this candle. So I thought I have to light her on here as I'm recording this episode to give me a good peaceful vibe and to just inspire me to get started. And so before I get into this week's topic, I do want to give a little recap about the Me Inc. retreat that just happened last week on Thursday, March 9th. And it was such an amazing experience, even though me, my mom, my sister, Sam, and she's pretty much my sister as well, but we're not technically related. Annalise, we're all the Diaz women, as they call us. And we put in so many hours of work. We showed up the night before the event and got into the venue space, and literally the four of us and my dad helped, and we all just were there all night getting all the booths ready, the stage, the backdrops, and the amazing, oh my gosh, balloon girls drove all the way up to Stewart to gift us with their beautiful balloon art for the entry of the retreat. And so you definitely need to check them out. They're so amazing, so talented. And they did this beautiful balloon arch for us at the entryway as you registered for the event, which was so beautiful. And we just were up all night. We didn't eat nothing until the next day. And so exhausted. Our feet hurt, but it was like a labor of love. That's just how we roll. And we just put in a lot of work and a lot of manpower. And it was just a lot. Woman power, actually. And so it was all of us. And we, all the stays that you see in the photo, Annalise literally got those done. And she was on her knees glue gunning those things together to like create this beautiful backdrop that was just wowed everyone. It honestly made the room. And so we put in so much, there was so much thought and like love put into this that a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes. And we actually have some pretty funny photos of us like exhausted the day before. And even the once it was finally there and the event started, it was great. We got so much great feedback and learned so many things. And honestly, nothing is ever perfect, but there was like little things that we learned that for, so in the future of our next event, just things that we'll do differently. And that's the best part of this. We're growing, we're learning, and not even just the Meet Inc, the Bloom space. I Just Begin will be hosting other little wellness events in the Miami area and in collaboration with Meet Inc and Bloom. We're going to be doing tons of fun things, and I have felt like so inspired lately when it comes to my career path right now. I just feel so clear and focused on what I want to do, and wellness retreats and these events about self-care and love are all in the forefront. There's going to be so many fun things to come, and this retreat was so fun, and I'm just like, I can't even believe that it's over and that it's already passed. It's just been talking, it's something that's been every day I've been working on. So now that when it's over, you're like, oh, it's done. So I'll be sharing tons more of the event and stuff about it. But like I said, I just feel like everything has been falling into alignment, and I am so excited to plan, hopefully very soon. I would love to do it next month, is a little Just Begin, a little glimpse into kind of what we did at Meet Inc. But I want to have a wellness Just Begin Day event in Miami with all my Miami people. And I have so many amazing, talented vendors who are going to be perfect for it. So I'll do a little sound healing session, maybe a cold plunge session. There's so many things I have in mind. And so we're gonna split it up, and it's going to be exciting. So stay tuned for all that. And other than that, I would also want to update you guys. Oh, yes. So my 75-day heart update. I feel so strong, guys. I literally lifted this whole week, and even before the event, I've been lifting 20-pound weights, which is beyond me because I had no idea that I even had that strength. But I just have been like leveling up the weight, and I started off with just like 10 pounds, which was a lot for me in the beginning. Like 10 pounds was tough, and then I made it to 15, which was still super tough, and I stayed in that like 15 range for a while, like the majority of the 75 hard. And then now that I'm towards the end, I was like, let's try 20, let's see if I could do it. And then because I was like, the 15 is starting to get pretty easy, like just normal, I was like, I gotta step it up a bit. So I started with the 20-pound weights now, and oh my gosh, like I can't even believe that I can lift 20 pounds and bench press 20 pounds on each side. I'm like, watch out, because I'm getting so much stronger. And it's honestly my favorite thing that I'm taking away from the 75-day hard. It's not even solely the weight loss. It's like the strength that I've built from this and the routines that I have like learned from this and figured out. I never had like a full gym routine. And so this is definitely has been a big takeaway, and I just feel so strong. And I have 12 days left, and I'm thinking maybe I can do like a full episode of the 75-day hard if you're interested, and I can kind of talk about it a little more. I'm not trying to be like a fitness influencer or a fitness like creator, I don't know. So I don't want to like go so deep into it, but I am like, I do want to share my journey when it comes to it. So yes, I have 12 days left, which is so exciting. And I'm going to share all my results and all my stuff at the end. But to move on from this long intro of all my rambling, I want to get into this week's topic. So this week's topic, I really wanted to kind of dive into this because I have really been learning to tap into and connect deeper with my higher self. And I thought it'd be really great to kind of go over some tips that I have in regards to connecting with your higher self. And I'm even going to, if you never even heard of what your higher self is, like, we're going to get into that now so I can give you a brief little intro to it. So to start off, your higher self is the part of you that is connected to a cosmic consciousness, you could say. And it's pretty much, to put it in simple terms, it's just who you really are, who you're meant to be. And you could even say, I would say that your higher self is kind of like your your sun sign. So your rising sign is the way that the world perceives you. And so my rising is in Virgo. And my sun sign is a Sagittarius. So the way that the world sees me and the way that I operate is more so like a Virgo. And my true self is more so lies in the Sagittarius world, which is much more adventurous, more going with the flow. And it's so funny, like, putting those two signs together for me, because they're so opposite, you would say. So that's kind of a good example for me to explain, like, your higher self is really who you really are. And so tapping into that higher self is a challenge at times, because we are so programmed to believe certain ways, to believe certain things, and to act a certain way. And so I feel that even for me personally, when I really got into what is your higher self and how to honor her and how to really believe in her and start living like your higher self, I didn't even realize that I wasn't doing that until I really have started this journey of, like, self-discovery and sharing all this stuff vulnerably on the podcast. I realize things as I'm speaking on here, and I'm like, wow, that is so true. Like, I was kind of living a certain way before that wasn't truly who I am. I was just kind of acting a certain way that I thought I needed to be and who I should be. And so really getting in tune with your higher self has been a journey that I've just started to embark in. And so my first tip is very simple, which is pretty much trust your gut intuition. And so I wrote this down because I feel that we all, especially women, have very strong intuition, and we truly know, like, what we want at the end of the day and what we're really looking for. And I know that there's times where you feel confused and you're like, well, I don't really want that, I'm not sure, you're doubting yourself. I think at the end of the day, I mean, especially for me, I know in my gut, what is it that I really want? Like, what is the decision I should make? And it is important to recognize that gut intuition is your higher self sharing that with you, like, being your higher self knowing that, okay, that decision, that doesn't feel right, and your gut is telling you, I think you should go that way. And so really trusting your gut is just another way to really connect with your higher self and being conscious of the decisions that you're making and knowing, okay, and really analyzing them, like, okay, why is my gut telling me this when I really think that I should go that direction? Because my brain is telling me that I should go down that path, but my gut is telling me, oh, something completely different. And so it is so hard sometimes, especially for me, because I'm such a a feelings person, and like I've shared in the episode of that I don't create vision boards, I create mood boards, and that's because I'm very in a more so like with the feelings, the vibes, and that's kind of how I gauge what I'm into and what I'm not, by how I feel in that moment. And it could be very confusing because you can be feeling something, but then your gut is actually telling you something else. So it's a lot. But to make it a little more simple, I do think that as women, our intuition is so strong. And at the end of the day, we all know what we truly want. And your higher self is guiding you towards that. So you really have to trust and believe that your gut is leading you the right way. And another little tidbit here, I do think that it's important to note that I did my human design, and it shared that the way that I know what I want, or like know if I'm going down the right path, is my intuition in the gut. So I do recommend if you are interested in doing a human design reading or like learning more about that, and to learn what is your way of, you know, figuring out your intuition. Is it your gut? Is it your head? I'm really learning more about that, which I have an amazing reader for you for human design, which I'll share in a bit because I'm going to talk about that in the next few tips here. But let's move on to the second one. So this second tip here is one that I learned from my astrologer, Christina, and I'm going to name drop her multiple times, and I'm sorry if you're annoyed me about it, but she has really taught me a lot. So the second thing here that she taught me was, she was saying, Melissa, you have to really tap into your higher self, and a really good way to do that is to, if you have any questions about life or that whatever you're confused about, or you're unsure of things, or you just don't feel connected with yourself, which that was the way that I was feeling for a long time that I've shared on here multiple times. I just didn't feel right. Like, just felt off. Like, my axis was tilted. You know, like, I was not in my flow. And so she shared with me this really amazing tip, which is to, right before bed, you can either journal, or in that journal, ask a question. And ask that question, and to ask your higher self to present you the answer in your dreams. And so I know this sounds a little woo-woo, and like you're like, how am I? Or if on the other hand, you're like, wait, I don't even remember my dreams. I never remember my dreams when I wake up, or something like that. Well, if that's the case, I think you just need better sleep. And because for me, I have very, very vivid dreams, and I've always had them my whole life. And so this was a really great tip for me personally that worked, in the sense of like, okay, I'm going to journal before bed and ask myself a few questions, whatever I'm thinking that I need to answer to, and then normally go to bed. And then if you remember when you wake up, which is like the other thing, I'm like, wait, I wrote a question down, I gotta remember it and look back and remember your dream. Another way to do that is just right when you wake up, immediately journal and just kind of write whatever you were dreaming about. And if you are really intentional behind figuring out that answer, that is my recommendation, is right when you wake up is to get in that journal and write what you were dreaming about, so you can analyze it and break down what is it that was shown to you. Because this is just a proven fact that your higher self can give you those answers in your dreams. And so I definitely have found some things for myself by doing this. And so I think it's a really, really powerful tip that I learned from her that has been so amazing. I think so cool how we can, you know, give ourselves these answers as we're asleep. And I do have some really good questions here that I want to list out that I think are a great three questions that you should write down in your journal if you are feeling not connected to your higher self, confused about what you want to do, are just a little lost. And so I found these questions on the, actually, Melissa Wood Health podcast. If you follow her, she's an amazing wellness teacher, fitness instructor, guru. She's amazing. I don't personally know her, but I'm a big follower. And she did a podcast. I can't remember when it was, but the main takeaway that I took from it was that she has these three questions that she asks herself in a meditation. So the first one is, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom? So those three questions have been something that I have really, really been thinking about and journaling and writing as before bed, and using this powerful tip that Christina shared with me. And those have been the three questions that I have liked to use for this specific tool. So I really recommend you doing that if you are feeling, you know, just a little lost or confused. I think they're super powerful, and I've learned so much, and I'm kind of already showing you guys what is it that I'm meant to do, what do I want to say, and where should I be. And I'm truly stepping into that path right now. So I think it's a really, really powerful questions to ask yourself and to journal on and to reflect. So let's move on to the next tip. So my third tip here is visualization, and how it's one of the greatest tools that you can use and you could do any time of the day. You don't need anything but your mind to do it. So there's no excuses. All you have to do is visualize. So since I've already done my human design, I've learned this, and I have truly have already felt this, which I've shared before, is that the way that I manifest is I'm a non-specific manifester. So I think this is very important to note here in this visualization tip that I'm sharing, because before learning this, I always felt like I just felt weird. I was like, why is it that I can't really like connect to a vision board, or like I don't have an exact house that I want to look at, I don't have an exact car or exact career, exact certain thing that I want to do. And it always kind of overwhelmed me and stirred me away from doing a whole vision board or like visualizing anything, because I felt like lost. It made me feel more lost in the sense of like, why can I not like pick a thing? Like making a vision board is always like a little challenge, because I'm like, I like so many things and I want to do different things. And so that's when I really realized and like intuitively figured out that, okay, I need to make a mood board. I need to figure out, what is it that I want to feel? How do I want to feel when I'm traveling? How do I want to feel my career? How do I want to feel my certain relationship or whatever? Like feeling and visualizing that feeling is really the way that I like to do this specific tip, because I'm not a specific manifester. However, if you are and you already know that's how you operate, that's totally fine. You can still do this tool of visualization. And so why I mentioned this in regards to connecting to your higher self is your higher self is guiding you towards that vision and that the visualizations that you're having. So it's super powerful, I think, just to take a moment and just visualize what you want to do, where do you want to be, where do you want to feel, and really step into that moment and feel what your gut is feeling. What are you intuitively feeling when you're thinking of that house that you want or that career that you want? Because your higher self is telling you if that is the right path or not. And I feel like it's so, we all want the answers and we all want guidance and advice, but I honestly think the best advice that we could get is from ourselves. And I know that sounds like a little crazy, but as a podcast host, but I do think that from yourself, you have the tools and the power to really know for yourself truly what is it that you want. And I think visualization and visualizing that feeling, that moment, that place is the one of the best, easiest ways for you to start this journey. And it's definitely been the case for me. I love just sitting in my balcony, which I've shared this before in the podcast, sitting on my balcony, sitting on my little egg chair that I have, and just my eyes closed and visualizing the feelings of being in my higher self, in the career that I want, the having the income that I desire, having the ability to travel anywhere that I want, or and sharing this podcast into a bigger audience. And I just imagine that feeling. And that has been really the most best way that I manifest and connect to my higher self. So I hope that if you try it out, let me know. I do think it's one of the quickest tools to really see a difference, especially if you're trying to manifest things. So the next tip that I have here is become curious. So what I mean by becoming curious is you're already taking that first step right now by listening to this podcast. If you want to connect with your higher self and really learn how to dive deeper into this topic, so that's the first step right now, you're listening to this. And I wrote this down because it honestly just becomes down, it comes down to a awakening within yourself and wanting to dive deeper if you want to connect with your higher self, and becoming curious by reading books, taking tests like Human Design, or learning about your astrology with Christina or anyone else, and just meeting new people on the same wavelength, or like a meeting someone on your specific career path that you desire to be in and connecting with those people, or going to retreats and learning all different things. It really comes down to like being curious. And I think that's one of such a powerful way to really become more aware and of your higher self, and to just become a better person, is being curious. And I think it's something that we lack sometimes as a generation. We all just kind of go about our business and do our own thing, and we're all me, which is fine sometimes. I mean, we literally had the Me Inc. retreat, but I do think it's important to become curious and to, in order to understand yourself better. And that's kind of like the point I'm trying to make here, is that being curious, even of speaking to others, like having conversations with people, it's just reading new books and learning, diving deeper into your Human Design, astrology. There's so many powerful, different ancient wisdoms and books and teachers that have so much information that we all can learn from, and to become more curious and connect to our higher self. And it's definitely, when I wrote these tips down, it's kind of pretty much, I asked myself, okay, what are you doing right now to connect to your higher self? And these are the things that I've been doing and becoming curious. And I feel like I share that very honestly on here on the podcast, of how I'm very new to this. I'm not an expert, and I'm learning so much, and I'm kind of like a sponge right now when it comes to wellness and spirituality and learning about myself and self-care and really diving deeper into self-discovery. And so being curious has been one of my powerful skills that I have, because I've always been very curious. You could even, younger people would say, you're so nosy, or like, you want to know everything. And it's like, and I felt ashamed of that. But now I'm like, I love that I'm curious, and I love that I love talking to people and asking questions about themselves. And people always come to me and tell me their whole life story, and that's just kind of the person that I am, which is not, and I love it. I'm like, great, tell me everything about yourself. And so that's just something that I'm very good at. And so I think that it's another really great way to connect to your higher self and become more in tune with the energy that is out there right now, And the last and final tip, which is, I'll keep it very simple, is sit in stillness. And I wrote this down as the last thing because I think so many of us need to do this. And especially after planning a huge retreat, the one thing I wanted to do was just sit down and be still and not talk. And that's exactly what I did. Once I came back to Miami and I got home, back to my apartment, I just took a shower, locked myself in my room, and I was like, babe, I need just some time alone. I'm going to sit here and just chill. And I just don't want to talk to anybody. And I just think it's super powerful to just sit still in the stillness and really reflect on whatever you're thinking about, how you're feeling, what's going on. And I think it's your higher self speaks to you in a way of like whatever is coming up in your mind and whatever you're thinking about, that is your higher self trying to give you messages. And your whatever you're feeling, your gut, whatever it's telling you, I think it's just, it's super, super powerful too. And I know I've said that about like every single one. This is so powerful, but it is, like all of these are, and it's just something that has been really working for me. And I hope that you can take away something from this podcast, whatever it is. Please let me know what is that one thing that you did take away in the latest post on the Instagram, which is Just Begin Podcast. Very simple. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for plenty more events that are coming up. And if you want to learn more of those already, or just so I keep you on the email list, send me a DM. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Just Begin Podcast. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Thank you for tuning in to the Just Begin Podcast. Make sure to follow along at Just Begin Podcast on Instagram and follow me personally at Melly Just Begins. And please rate and review the podcast. It would mean so much. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Just Begin Podcast.